Good morning. My name is Joni Wolf. I am the maker, author, and storyteller of the Emmanuel Quilt. It's my understanding that some of you have recently read a novel that was set during the transatlantic slave trade era, a time that involved African people being brought to America as slaves. Though I know not all of you have read the book, I am certain you are all aware that the American Civil War was the result of a disagreement between the North and the South over slaves. During that time, there was a secret network of people and passageways that was helping slaves escape the bondage of slavery and find freedom. The secret system was known as the Underground Railroad or the Gospel Train. According to dictionary.com, the word gospel means the teachings of Jesus and the story of his life, something regarded as true, something of prime importance. The Emmanuel Quilt presents the gospel, the teachings of Jesus as recorded in the Bible. Its message is of prime importance. It is said that the Underground Railroad used quilts to help slaves navigate their way to freedom. According to legend, the Underground Railroad was often indicated by a quilt hanging from a clothesline or a windowsill. These quilts were embedded with a kind of code so that by seeing the patterns and designs, a slave on the run could read the message and know what direction to take and how to remain safe on the journey. For instance, a bow tie pattern would indicate to a slave that they needed to dress in disguise, something of a higher status, don't look like a slave. A bear paw pattern would instruct them to follow the animal trail through the mountains to get their food and drink. Seeing a log cabin design would tell them they could seek shelter, that it was safe because people there were on their side and willing to help them. You get the idea. Every pattern had its own message. For slaves to have been able to read the secret codes in the quilts on the Underground Railroad, they would have been taught the names of the patterns as well as the secret messages within the designs. Blocks in the Emmanuel Quilt are also embedded with messages and hidden symbolisms. To understand the secret codes and messages within the Emmanuel Quilt, we need to know the names of the blocks. Every quilt block on the Emmanuel Quilt portrays a name of Jesus. He's called the King of Kings, the Bread of Life, our Leader, the Horn of Salvation, and our Helper and Friend. He's the Light of the World. He's our Overseer. In this quilting world, this block is known as God's Eye. Seemed to be a perfect design to portray as his name, Overseer. Jesus is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He's the I Am and Savior of the world. It was the cross that was the instrument that Jesus used to bring about salvation for us. He's called the Prince of Peace and the Rose of Sharon, the Word of God. He's the Way, Truth, and Life, and Amen. He's the Good Shepherd, the Righteous Judge, and Faithful and True. This block here represents his name, Hope. Here we have a block that represents his name above all names. And he's also called the dwelling place. You see, the pink represents the human heart. Red represents Christ. So we started with a pink heart and cut a heart shape out of the center of it, and we placed red fabric behind it to represent that Christ dwells in the heart of believers. Because of how this pink heart has been stitched together, it looks like it's been broken and mended. It also represents his name, Healer. He's called the Healer of the Brokenhearted. And red is the color that represents love. We know that because every Valentine's Day we see a lot of red, right? But red represents the color of love, and God is love. Jesus is called our bridegroom, the gate, our high priest, our treasure, and gift of God. Here in this block in the quilting world, this design is called Storm at Sea. I've used it to represent a name of Jesus, refuge from storms. Here he's called the bright and morning star. Every morning, the bright morning star rises, showing us mercies for another new day. He is the creator of all the earth. And he is the cornerstone, strategically placed all these smaller blocks around. This block here represents that believers are built on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. One of the unique features about the Emmanuel quilt is that it has been quilted with invisible thread. In a one-word riddle, God instructed me to do this, so that another name of Jesus may be represented. He's called the image of the invisible God. Hidden in the 6 12-inch blocks, stitched with the invisible thread, are images representing more names of Jesus. Here in the overseer block, we have the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In the Savior block, we've got a crown of thorns representing his name, King of the Jews. In the cornerstone block, you'll find a rock stitched with invisible thread to represent his name, Rock of Salvation. In the morning star block is the Star of David to represent his name, Root of David. And here in the refuge from storm block, the hardest hidden image to find is an anchor. Jesus is called the anchor that keeps us firm and secure. From where you sit, you won't be able to see the hidden images. The only way that you'll be able to see them is once I finish speaking, you can come near to the quilt and look for them. When you look for them, you will find them. Likewise, if you want to see the invisible God, you must draw near to Jesus. You will find him when you seek him. Another interesting feature about the Emmanuel quilt is it is a puzzle. All the names of Jesus that are portrayed in a quilt block are written in the border. So it's kind of like a hidden word search puzzle. Your clues are here. You select a name and then go find the matching block. Now, I've already told you all the names of Jesus that are portrayed in the blocks. So I'm going to see how well you were paying attention. Up here, it says Jesus' name, Word of God. I'd like for you to just shout out for me which block, which design is it that represents Jesus as the Word of God? That's right, it's the Bible. The idea for this quilt came in a dream. One night in my dream, God spoke to me, and he told me to make a quilt representing names of Jesus and to use it to begin a traveling ministry. I have a fear of traveling. Nonetheless, in this dream, he gave me 3 specific details for the design of the quilt. He told me the quilt was to be full of color, but no black, he said. He said black represents sin and death, and Jesus has no sin and is alive. And he wanted the primary color to be purple to represent Jesus is the King of Kings. As I said, the Emmanuel quilt is based on the gospel outlined in the Bible. One key similarity between the Emmanuel quilt and quilts of the Underground Railroad is this. They are both designed to help lead slaves out of bondage and into freedom. You see, the Bible says we are all slaves. It says we are all slaves to sin. Sin is anything we think, say, or do that displeases God. We all show sin ugly behavior sometimes. The penalty for sin is death. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus came to set us free from sin, ugly behavior. The gospel presents a message of hope. It's no wonder the Underground Railroad was also pegged the gospel train. Jesus' name, Hope, embodies believing the words found in John 3:16. Can anyone tell me what John 3:16 says? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Underground Railroad quilts led enslaved people towards temporary freedom. The Emmanuel quilt points the way for enslaved people to receive eternal freedom. Hidden in plain sight is a book about the quilts of the Underground Railroad. Interesting title, don't you think? Hidden in plain sight? Perhaps the message of Underground Railroad quilts weren't as much about finding temporary freedom as they were finding living hope, the image of the invisible God, hidden in plain sight. Not all historians believe quilts played a role on the Underground Railroad helping to free slaves. You may not believe what I have said about the Emmanuel quilt is true. Every person must choose for themselves what they believe to be true. But I'll tell you, according to the gospel, Jesus is the way, truth, and life, and that truth sets us free.